Hey everyone, welcome to a new Stigmas and Open Wounds journal. This is Tracy.
And this is Eric. Our formal introduction to our journal.
Super formal. Tonight we're going to talk about a paranormal presentation that we went to last week. But first I want to start off and say that we had an amazing time yesterday doing our first recording of a segment that I think we're going to drop on Saturdays, just kind of as a cheeky, fun little drop with our friends where they take us out when we're high and do fun things. And I'm going to tell you, they took it in a completely different direction than I was expecting.
Yeah.
So
it was good.
Yeah, we went out of the box and did some interesting things.
It was filled with disappointments, but it was still good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but even the twists and turns took us. And
but
the end of the day, we got some crystals.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, you're going to have to tune in for that.
On to the big topic at point. So what are we talking? Oh, yeah, you already said
the paranormal event. Yeah, yes. So last week, we've been meaning to talk about this for days and just got pushed off and pushed off. But so last Thursday, we went to a paranormal presentation by the something ghost hunter.
What was it? Was the Ghostly Hunters or something?
Yeah,
like
I don't know. It was super cute, actually.
Yeah, it was a very cool name. And
yeah, but they were super cool. And it's just basically, the group kind of reminded me of a larger version of us. Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of friends, like friends of friends who just keep joining and go around and hunt ghosts for people who know them or just for fun. And they're just kind of, they gave a talk about different devices that you can use, different things. And then they're like, well, if you're starting out, you can just use the most simple device, your phone, which is what we've been using. However, we have been obviously slowly diving into using more things.
Initial responses. I thought you talked about a little bit of how they talked about equipment. And I thought the equipment part was, it was kind of interesting.
It was a little bit slow. I don't know. They need to brush up on their presentation skills.
You could definitely tell that the group, they weren't doing presentations professionally because they definitely, you could tell they had just kind of thrown this together to do this.
Well,
and it was cool.
Hard because if you're giving a presentation on ghost hunting and you're presenting a ghost hunting tool, how are you going to present how this works? Other than saying pretend I'm a ghost.
Actually, Tracy, you'd be surprised.
They did a pretty good job.
And you would be surprised, but there is very scientific. There's very, like, if you dig into it deep enough, there are, like, really scientific explanations for why all of this stuff works. It's just not really recognized as real science. So it's not science, but it is science. It's derived in the same way, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I mean, you can describe how it goes, but neither here or there. I don't even think that was a problem. It was just, they just need to polish it up.
Yeah.
And that was just because I don't think they had done this a lot.
Right.
You know, but.
Yeah, so at times it just kind of got long.
But I thought the equipment was very interesting. So that kind of piqued my interest at that point. Mm-hmm. And I think we've mentioned this. I'm the definite skeptic of all everybody that we do this
with. Yes, we have. So we have Katie and Michelle, and they're pretty much feet first. Like, whatever you tell me, I will believe. If you say that there's a ghost in there, there's a ghost in there, obviously. And I'm like, I would like to believe that there's a ghost in there, but I'm not going to believe until I maybe feel something or hear something, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I'm not going to believe unless there's something. And so you're, and that's why we think that when we have our ghost apps up, they happen to say Eric a lot because they want to call to the skeptic.
Yeah. Well, and that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
In a sarcastic, like, way.
Yeah.
If they're just trying to mess with me or something. But
right.
But so it can, the equipment thing kind of piqued my interest. Mm-hmm. Then they jumped over. What really got me was, and I actually think you said you thought these went long, but I thought this was the most interesting part of the presentation, is where they're actually mm-hmm. showing things that happened to them on ghost hunts.
Right.
Like footage they have.
I liked it. They just could have maybe showed one or two less, because I was like, okay, now I'm just getting a little bit tired.
You're so ADHD, man.
That's what I was going to say. I just, think about it. Apparently a lot of ghost hunters must be, because they said that their entire ghost hunting crew was. So, yeah. You know.
And
which is quite hilarious to me.
When I watched this, what I got from this was that I watched this and I'm like, now, so everything they showed us in these videos, man, they could have totally been doctored. Right? Agreed? Like,
right. Well, because I know
nothing in these videos.
The main one for me was when she showed, they were telling about how you could put on the headphones, put on the blindfold, and listen to the app, and then somebody could ask the questions. That one, you could have just told us about it. You didn't have to show us a video, because that one, you could have just been making it up the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, obviously, most of the people in the room wanted to believe it, so they're believing it.
Right, right.
So, however, to me, I'm like, I get it. It's a cool video. However, I don't really need to see this video, because I don't really know what's all happening. I don't know what's happening in her headset or anything like that.
Well, and for the most part, most of the videos, it's like, I could give you 100 ways they could have, you know, just absolutely made it seem like that was happening.
Right.
But the point, neither here nor there. The point is that seeing, okay, so like if I had a collection of footage like that
mm-hmm.
of events that I was at that I know weren't doctored.
Right.
It would be very hard for me not to believe.
Oh, right. And like the story that one guy told us at the end of his experience when he started to believe because he saw the ghost. It's like, okay, that would make me a true believer.
And that was another thing that was really interesting, because they all pretty much had some very vivid thing that happened to mm-hmm. them that I can't say I've ever had happen to me, which right. I find that fascinating. So I'm like, that's a big piece of it is that if you're going to believe in this, something really definitive typically happens to you, which I guess I find interesting.
But, don't worry. If we do this enough, I feel like something's going to happen to you, Eric.
Probably. And I do suspect that things will happen. And that's kind of why I thought I went down this rabbit hole of, so after we watched these presentations, I came home and started ordering some of the things that these people used in our podcast. And that's a big part of the reason why I did, is just because, you know what? If we're going to go out and do this, if I do see something, I want to have it like logged correctly.
Right, right. Well, and it's so funny because, you know, I started, when you started searching for this and saying, you know, I found this and this and this, I messaged our group and I said, oh my goodness, Eric started finding all this stuff, and our friends were like, leave it to the skeptic of the group. But you said, you know, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right.
Right. And that's the whole thing. And I'm like, I mean, this might sound really dumb to a lot of people, but I'm like, you know, we go out to some place, we turn on the app and we listen to it. We listen to it for something to hear. If we hear something, well, I mean, could there be a more ineffective way of doing this? Like,
right.
You know, I'm like, there could be something that we're missing, you
absolutely.
Know, like, and I can take the audio. Right. If I have it digitally, I can take it and play it on my computer and slow it down and speed mm-hmm. it up and make it louder. And, you know, and I'm like,
right, because there's not plenty of times that we're like, wait, did he say get out? And, you know, so it's like we have a ghost in the house that we think doesn't want us here, but are we sure?
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting to think. So now we can really kind of get down to the bottom of this, and should we get out of this house?
And really all I want to do is just get like their collection of photos or of videos they had.
Right.
I want those for myself, because then I can definitively know, like, there was one video where they had the little, thingies that start lighting up.
Oh, yeah.
And they just like all the went crazy at some point in the night or something like that. And I'm like, well, you know, off in the shadows, they could have been like rubbing their hands to make right. it go off and you just couldn't see it. But if I had that footage and I nobody did that, that would be like a right. holy crap weird moment for me.
Right, right. You know, and it's kind of like we were possibly talking to your dad the one day with the dowsing rods and the crystal, and he said that we have two cats that passed that are in the house. Mm-hmm. And so now we have two light up balls. And wouldn't it be great if the cat started to play with the balls?
Mm-hmm.
So because that was one of the experiences that they talked with. They said they were hearing a cat in a house that did not have a cat, and then the ball started to light up. So that's something that I want to experiment with and see, okay, do we have a ghost cat or don't we have a ghost mm-hmm. cat? So it's something to see once and for all. Mm-hmm. Test a couple of these theories and see if any of these toys light up. If
they don't, you know what? It's just kind of fun.
Like, when it all comes down to it, are we entertained?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, so I can think of a lot worse things to do with my time, you know?
Yes. Yes. So.
So, but anyways, we kind of again got off the diatribe of the presentation, but I really think, like, I'm glad that the library did something like this because it was fun.
I love that they do these things.
And I liked the fact that they did it with somebody that clear, you know, they weren't old hands at this or anything like that, which right. I thought was real cool because that made it so much more authentic for me.
Right. Well, and we should state too, we went to the Kakana Library to do this, and we've gone to the Kakana Library for some other really cool presentations. We went there for, oh shoot, what was his name? Chad Lewis? Is that his
Chad
name?
Chad Lewis, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he did a paranormal type of presentation about all sorts of different kinds of werewolves and chickens and just really weird things that we've chased down a couple things. Haven't found any yet, but I really wanted to see the ghost chickens. Really did. But yeah, I mean, it's the things that actually the Kakana Library does put on are really cool, and the fact yeah. that some of them are
and we've
are
only
paranormal too,
and we've only tapped the surface of what they do. Yes, so it's kind of yes. cool from that perspective. But yeah, I mean, I would highly recommend people check stuff like this out.
Yeah,
I mean,
and if you don't live near us, I'm sure your local library does something.
Yeah, and you probably live in a bigger city than us, and so your library does what our library does times 10. So, yeah. I mean.
Yeah. So, something to consider.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just one of those things that we just happened upon and went to and then went down a rabbit hole. And
yeah.
Now we have toys to play with.
Right. And it's been.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. And
we'll keep you guys updated on our adventures with our ghost hunts and our new.
Yeah, I think you're going to hear a lot about that in a lot of the
I'm probably
not a ton on the main segment podcast, but like on these secondary pieces that we're dropping now throughout the feed, you're going to hear about a lot of that stuff because that's kind of just a fun thing that we do a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess now even when we're traveling, we're just going to do it where we travel to, so it's going to just always be happening, I think. So
definitely.
But all right, you know what? When I start saying so a lot, that means I know that it's time to wrap up the podcast because that's when I'm getting bored of me. And I assume that once I'm bored, everybody's way been bored of me for a while.
All right. All right. Well, then we'll hit you up with another one of these later in the week. Talk to you guys later.
Later.
We'll be right back.